Good evening, people of America. This is PC Muckwuck reporting in from the Dominion of Fiji, which is a small group of islands in the South Pacific, just about in the middle of nowhere. I'm currently situated on my posterior, about 60 miles when the roads aren't flooded, that is, about 60 miles from Suva, in one of the last outposts of the grand old British colonies. Yes, we do have tea at 4 p.m., not to mention 7 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m. In 348,000 words or less, I think I'll try to describe exactly what happened today. I overslept, which is normal. Got up about 5 minutes after 8, went into the kitchen. The power goes off at 8, so I couldn't use any of our electrical equipment.
That's what I got.
But luckily, David had left some hot water there, so I made some coffee and had a few hot scones that Clara had made for breakfast. And then I washed up, got dressed, and went down to school. I was just a couple minutes late for my first class, which isn't bad for myself. And there I taught my fourth formers math for 2 periods in a row. Started off by giving them a quiz on writing down the formulas for areas and volumes of certain things. And then we spent the rest of the periods just doing some more problems on volume. Then we have a 5-minute break. After that, went to the chemistry lab. And I was teaching a third form class, and today we were talking about hydrotropism and phototropism. And they're building a biology lab right onto the chemistry lab. And today they were putting on the roof, which in the tropic is, all it is sheet metal, riveted sheet metal. There's no insulation or anything. They just put this one layer right on the wood. So they had 12 guys up there pounding away, putting on the sheet metal all day long, which echoed tremendously and was impossible to do any teaching at all. So I did a lot of writing on the board and let them copy. And chemistry lab and physics lab, we have rules because a lot of equipment in there, and we try to keep the boys under control. And first rule is that they can't go in without a teacher. So I like to have them line up, make a line outside the lab and stand there quietly. And then as soon as they're quiet, I usually let them in. I go in first, take a look around, make sure everything's in order, then I let them in. Today they just wouldn't settle down, so sat around for about 5 minutes. Just looking at my notes and writing. They wouldn't quiet down. So finally I picked the 3 leaders that were running around and screaming and made them sit down in different corners of the room, and then I let everybody else in and it quieted them down. Then we have our 15-minute morning interval where we have coffee. Each staff member takes turn making the coffee if he happens to have a period off previous to that time. And that's also when we get our mail. The paper comes every day, so even if you don't get any letters, you can usually sit back and read the paper. I always like to do the crossword puzzle. Then after the interval is over today, I was teaching a fifth form class, and we're doing probability in there. So we spent the period doing a couple problems on compound probability. And that's my worst class, 5 biology. They're the hardest to control. There's about 8 boys in there that are taking it for a second year, and they're bored stiff with it. And it just caused me nothing but trouble, and the other guys in the class don't seem to have too much interest anyway. So I hate going into that class, but it's a matter of doing it whether I want to or not. I don't want to ignore them, just go ahead and teach, because I gotta have a communication. The only trouble is they're just too rowdy, so I've had a lot of trouble with them. I've tried several things, nothing seems to work, and so I just keep trying. And then after that class, I usually have a period off, but David wanted to get into SUVA today, so I took over his class the next period and administered a test that he had made up. And while they were taking the test, I corrected some prep books that I had collected from my fifth form class on probability. Then it's our lunchtime. Before I go to lunch, I always run up to the library, take a look at what's happened during the morning, straighten out some books, get some new material out for the boys that work up there. You know, new books to be processed or something. I unlock them out of the cupboard and put them out. Usually they do about 5 books a day. And then I check through, see who's got overdue books and that, make a mental note of it and see if I can dig up the books. Then I walk over down to the dining hall, go into the food store, which is where we keep all the boxes of food and tins of food and bags of flour and sugar and rice and stuff. And I've got 2 boys there working for me. And we always eat our lunch together inside the little food store room on top of the stand-up freezer. And while I'm doing that, then I'll check over the records, because we have to keep a daily record of all the food that's issued out, and my job is to make sure that it always balances. The matron or nurse handles the menu and that, and so she makes out a sheet, puts down what should go out to every meal, and then the boys give out the stuff, and then I come along and I check to make sure that they're giving out the right amount and nobody's filching anything or anything like that. But I've got a couple honest boys this year, so no trouble there. We just have a good time, talk, joke around. Like tomorrow's big event is our school is going down to RKS for the annual track meet with 2 other schools. And so everybody's hopped up on that. And I guess the whole school's going down there. They're not going to have any lunch here. And they're packing a picnic-style lunch for 357 boys, and everybody's going over to RKS for the all-day athletic meet. If it's sunny, I might get some pictures. Otherwise, I might just stay here and do nothing. Well, and after I finish eating my lunch, I run up to the house. I drop off my books that I'm finished with, maybe wash up quickly, and then go back down to school. We have 2 classes in the afternoon today. My first class was teaching fourth form science. And same thing there again, we were in the chemistry lab and I was just doing geotropism and hydrotropism with them. And then after that, jump over to a third form for math class, and there we're studying binary arithmetic. So I do a couple examples on the board, and then we have a row competition where each row sends up one person and I give a problem, and the first one done is the winner. And then we keep record of how many times each row wins, and then at the end of the hour we see who the grand champion is. And boys really get excited about it, and it gets funny at times too when you get 4 boys up the board that can't get the answer, and everybody's trying to urge them on without telling them the answer. and really gets out of hand, but it's all in good fun, and they're learning while they're doing it, so I don't mind too much. Okay, so now it's about 10 minutes after 3, that class finishes. I'm really beat out. We go to the staff room, and there's another round of coffee, and talk over some things with White about the school play, and Breeze about constructing the stage, and that was about all. And then I went up to the library again, checked over a little more stuff just before I go home. And I walk up the hill today, and what I always like to do is pull out the book that I'm reading and just relax and sit back and read it. So I read a couple chapters from The Robe. And then if I feel like writing a letter, then that's the time I'll do it. I'll write a letter. And after that, I'll start doing my preparations for the next day. But today's Friday, so I didn't do any of that. Instead, I just got out a newspaper and did a crossword puzzle, and then read a little in the New York Times, had a shower, listened to the radio for a while, but it's really staticky, so I turned it off and just listening to my tapes. One boy came up today with 4 tapes for sale. His father used to be a broadcaster here in Fiji, and they've got a whole bunch of old tapes that aren't used anymore, and so brought them up for my inspection. I'm going to test them out, see how good they are, and then we'll work out some price that I'll pay them. David and Clara went to Suva today. They'll be back later on tonight, so I'm all alone at the moment. I had a supper of rice, green beans, and sardines all mashed up together in one sort of curried blob. You know, curried rice, threw a little curry in there, and when you cook it up, some tea, bread. Today is Simon Breeze's birthday, so I had gotten dressed up, well, would be dressed up around here, put on some long pants. I was going to go over there and wish him a happy birthday and give him a tin of baked beans, which is sort of a joke between us because he loves baked beans and he says he never gets enough, so I went over there, but apparently he had gone into Suva to celebrate his birthday, so I'll try to hit him tomorrow sometime. We usually play Scrabble every Saturday night, so I'll give it to him tomorrow when we play Scrabble. So instead of that, then I came back and drew a picture, and then I started making this tape to you. So that about rounds off what's happened today. Almost a normal day. If it wasn't a weekend Friday night, then I would be doing my lesson preparations. But instead, as soon as I finish this, I'm going to correct some notebooks. One thing that they don't have here is American comics, like Donald Duck, Woody Woodpecker, and that stuff. But just the last time I was in Suva, there was a whole shipment of them in one store. So I bought one of each kind. You know, Porky Pig, Uncle Scrooge, all those. I think I got 8 of them. And so the big highlight for me this past week is every night I read a different one. And tonight I'm going to read Uncle Scrooge. I don't know, I like to keep them just for art's sake, because I really like the colors and the pictures, and there's stuff there I feel like I could copy to make posters for the library or something. But some I'm going to give away to the boys, make them as prizes for whoever gets the highest on a test, stuff like that. One thing that the boys are really crazy about is Cassius Clay and Fraser. You know, for weeks and weeks and weeks before the fight was going on. There's, they were writing in chalk, you know, on the trees, on the sidewalks, on a blackboard, on their desk, on the rubbish bins. Everywhere you could think of, they were writing Clay or Fraser or making up some little poetry about the fight or something. It was amazing. There was two big camps here. And even after the fight was over, there's still a lot of speculation going on who should have won and if there's going to be a return match and all that stuff. And the boys just literally steal anything with a picture of Clay on it or a picture of Fraser. So I've been saving up all the pictures I can get and stories about the fight and that other newspapers and that. And I plan on making those the prizes for tests also, which I think ought to encourage some boys to really study.